Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you on a Monday, a double victory Monday. Dolphins and Canes both getting themselves some wins.
Does it really count as a double victory?
Double victory.
One of them was a practice.
77 points, though, Robbie. Biggest margin of victory in school history.
That's only because every other team led up.
Whatever.
Okay, they scored the most points or the largest margin of victory?
Both.
That's right.
How close are they to being the best?
I don't know what you mean.
Not that close.
Thank you.
Being the best team of all time?
Yeah.
Well, not close.
Okay.
But
maybe it's because of competition.
Okay. But you have a record, you have a record.
These guys are moving to Division II next year.
Doesn't matter. If you have a record, you have a record. That Floyd Mayweather, he broke Rocky Marciano's record. He beat a guy who never boxed before, but he has the record. Record's a record. 50-0. What can you say? What can be said? I mean, we could sit here and we could talk asterisk all you want, but he has the record. 50-0. Rocky Marciano, 49-0. I mean, we could talk about who he fought to get to 50-0 till the cows come home, but he's a rich man and he's 50-0. Doesn't matter that he beat a D2 fighter. Doesn't matter. He did. What? You sour because you boxed in?
No.
Oh, God.
Some would consider Floyd Mayweather one of the best fighters ever.
Sure.
Regardless of who he fought. We don't feel that way about.
But he beat a Savannah State in boxing to get to the record.
Really?
He did.
Tyrone Spong kind of beat a Savannah State the other night.
He did. He did.
I mean, he didn't even.
That whole card was Miami versus Savannah State.
I mean, geez. And then the guy who thought he was the best of the group lost.
Dude, I got to tell you, I was watching these two bums fight on Showtime this past week, and the bums actually turned out putting up a pretty good scrap, but they were bums. And Tyrone Spong would just wipe the floor with these guys. His promoter's got to get off his ass and start getting this guy on Showtime. I'm serious.
If those guys could be on Showtime.
I'm telling you. These guys I watched on Showtime this past week, if they're on Showtime, these heavyweights, I'm not talking about Sean Porter versus Danny Garcia in the main event, but the heavyweights who are on Showtime, if they're on Showtime, Tyrone Spong needs to get his ass on Showtime.
Yeah, you were salty on the text about that.
Because I don't want him being, having to do convention centers for this long run and then sailing on him on being, we got to do the slow climb. It's like, nah, man, that dude looks ready. He looks ready to cook.
Well, what's the his ass. What's the deal? Is it because of the promotion? Is it because
I guess
of
the promotion's like no. We're gonna
politics and all that crap.
Boxing's full of corruption and politics, and I always worry about who you get yourself. Because look, it does start out with these guys having to invest in you, but you wonder how long they hang on in those situations to keep you down a little bit longer than you should be.
I would tell you, they hold on as long as you're supposed to be one of their good boxers and you lose to a guy half your size.
Oh my God, that guy, yeah. That was great.
I mean, look, the only thing that saved the guy was he was the guy he lost to was listed at 190 and he was 165 pounds. He was punching him square in the face as hard as he possibly could and couldn't knock him out. Couldn't.
All I'm saying is it looks like go time for Spong. And these dudes they had up there, Let's get some headlines.
Yep, let's do that.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
All right, well, we got Monday Night Football tonight, so we'll start there. We got two games. You can hear them both right here on the ticket. Where are your home for football?
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Like national football.
Oh, yeah.
Not local football.
We get FIU.
That's true.
Got FIU.
Pause up.
Pause up.
I have the Canes FIU game a couple weeks from now.
Yeah, we're going
to relive all the memories of the brawl.
Oh, yeah.
Lamar Thomas.
We ready.
I told one of my guys I tailgate with that I'm going to dress up like Anthony Reddick and bring a crutch and start swinging. Sorry. It's a bad joke. You wouldn't get that.
Why? You could just wear your boot.
No, you wouldn't get the joke. You know why? Because you don't know. It's a Canes thing. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah. There's a lot of things I don't understand. I don't understand why they're going to Toledo this week.
You and me both. 7-10 is the Jets at the Lions. Robbie, what's the line on that one?
The Lions are 7-point favorites.
I picked the Lions. Did that line go up?
It did. It was at 6.5.
Yeah. Okay. At 10:20, we have the Rams at Oakland. And we'll have both games right here on the ticket. Miami Hurricanes have set game times. Next week's game against Toledo. We're watching the Miami FIU brawl.
Yeah.
The brawl in the stands was much better than the one on the field, by the way. There was some stuff going on. Where's Anthony Reddick and his crutch?
He's coming.
He's coming in right here.
Boom.
Ooh.
So good. You got to talk, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm enthralled by the video. Hurricanes and Toledo will be at noon on the dose, and Miami and FIU. FIU at Miami will be at 3:30 on ESPN2 or ESPN News or one of the networks, but it will be on TV. There you go. Where's the crutch? Did we miss the crutch? Maybe they didn't show the crutch.
Maybe it was just a still where they got the crutch. Like a still
photo.
It could
have been. I'll have to find it. Let's see. What did we think about Dez Bryant and his buffoonery?
With his tweeting?
Yeah, he's still
don't care. I'd take Dez Bryant on the Jaguars in a heartbeat. I'll tell you that much.
He had himself lining up with the Patriots.
Here's what I don't get. Is he not playing because he thinks he's more valuable than the teams think he is?
I don't know.
Because didn't he turn down a contract?
He said he had a contract from the Browns.
He turned down one from the Ravens, too. Like, three years, $24
million. Right. 3 years, $24
million. So is that like that's not enough for him?
That's what I'm asking. I mean, it's kind of...
Is he not good anymore? Like,
no,
what's the...
ever since he had that one good year, and then he was banged up for the next couple of years, right?
Because I would take
He got so much worse when Dak took over for Romo.
Yeah.
Well, it's simply because of the style of play at the quarterback.
What the style of play looks like right now in Dallas? Terrible.
Horrible. The ITF, International Tennis Federation, is defending their chair empire over the whole Serena incident.
Really?
Yep.
Bold.
She went too far.
Okay? She might have went a little too far.
And here's what it comes across as. Being a sore loser. But a lot of times that comes across not as being a sore loser, but just hating to lose.
Being competitive.
Right.
You want to know this?
This is
where I defend Serena. I do think that people recoil more at the idea of her getting emotional.
Yes.
At an umpire, and they wouldn't feel that way. Like, when we see a guy do that, when we see, like, a baseball manager do that towards an umpire, we're laughing at it.
That's how I got my nickname. Let's face it. That's how I got my nickname.
Which one?
The Beast. It's exactly like that. Same exact deal. Threw my racket. The whole deal. That's how I got the nickname.
That's how you got your nickname?
You know the story.
You were one of the most dominant tennis players ever. Okay? In a school with only 5 white guys, all on the tennis team,
no.
That may apply.
First of all, we had all white people.
Boston.
It's Boston.
Yeah, no, I know.
All white people, not 5 white guys.
Okay. I think you would say 5 black guys. That's what I think you
mean. I think 5 black guys.
No, not playing tennis.
No, they weren't playing tennis.
I know.
They were on the lacrosse team. They played lacrosse.
Tennis is right up there with one of those just uppity sports where it's
Amber's
just like,
got to play tennis, right?
I don't think she can because of the pinkies.
What's wrong? What's wrong with her?
What?
She's got crooked letter. She's got some...
Did you just go there?
What?
Wait, is there something I don't know?
You don't know about Amber's pinkies?
Amber's pinkies are permanently fiddlered.
Really?
Like her pinkies.
So if she were to climb a tree, like she could just hook...
No, it kind of looks like Amber's always throwing up gang signs.
You don't think she can grip a racket?
Both of them.
Really?
I mean, don't you kind of need your pinky for a racket?
I mean...
No.
Maybe. Wow.
No. Be hard on the backhand.
Wait.
Leroy is...
I miss something?
He's flummoxed.
She was born with hook pinkies. Amber Wilson, I don't believe, could grip a tennis racket because of the pinkies.
We'd have to ask Augustus and whatever his name is.
Augustus and Cullen?
Yeah. Amber couldn't, she wasn't allowed at the tennis club because she was part crab.
I never noticed.
Oh, no, it's hard to notice. I didn't notice until she told us. But once you know.
You know?
You know.
It's like when you notice a mole on someone's face. You
kind
can't,
of.
You can't unsee it.
If she had a mole on her face, I would notice that.
No. But I'm just saying there's times, like, if you see someone every day,
look,
you may not notice something, but then once someone points it out.
I tell people this. I got some jacked up feet. My feet are hideous. My feet are so bad, mm-hmm. I don't look at them. Mm-hmm. I sleep with socks on.
Right.
Right?
Oh, there it is.
But if you got to get through all this handsomeness and get down to my feet for a complaint, then I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, look, I have no
I would say the same thing about it. Like, if you, oh, man, Amber, she's smart, beautiful, got her stuff together. She got the hook pinky. Yeah. If that's where you're going, you got problems.
No, definitely, the hook pinky shouldn't be a deal breaker.
Is that the web feed and she's out of my league?
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know if that translates to holding a tennis racket.
No,
I don't know.
It still moves. It's just like this.
I don't think it does move.
Maybe you fit it in there and she can hold a racket better than everybody.
Nah, I got to show
like
you.
Like a clothespin.
Do we have pictures?
She hides the pinky.
Like a clothespin.
Listen.
What?
Listen to me. You have a mission.
What?
Yeah, the morning show, they're all tired. They come in. It's early.
Let's just text her and ask her to send us a picture.
That's not going to go over well.
Really?
That's not going to go over.
No, she's fine about it.
Can we get Soccer Boy to take a picture?
No, Soccer Boy is petrified. He's not going to do it.
Like she's sleeping, she's taking a nap on the couch with the dog, and he can, like, take a picture?
Nah, Soccer Boy's not going to be doing that for us.
He won't?
Oh, man.
Why can't we get Soccer Boy on our side?
Tobin said he can't even talk to him.
You can't talk to Soccer Boy?
Soccer Boy is going to end up being Soccer Wilson when he gets married. He's not going to be Soccer Boy, whatever his last name is.
Is it Lindsay or something?
It's Boy.
It's Soccer Wilson. I'm just letting you know. Anyway, my point is, I think Serena has a point in that we react to her quote-unquote meltdowns more so because she is a woman.
By the way,
here's what she has to be more with.
This comes in on the text machine, and this is, of course, it does. Angry black woman.
Hmm?
Angry black woman.
But that's fine. Look, you can feel that way because her display kind of, if people want to go there, they can. But here's what I'll say that I didn't, like, I get athletes getting mad, and it didn't bother me. Here's what bothered me. The only thing that bothered me about that, the girl that beat her was phenomenal.
Sure.
And I know it's the heat of the battle, but if she could have just stepped back and just let her have her moment and not make it about her,
Here's the thing,
rest of, was it Osaka?
Yes.
The rest of her life, when they say, oh, you won the U.S. Open, isn't that the one where Serena lost it?
Here's the thing, though. I feel like when you beat the all-time great, the story's always going to be the guy or lady who lost. Like, when Tiger loses, I think about, hey, thanks, Brooks Koepka. Thanks for ruining that for us. I don't really think about Brooks Koepka's grand moment. I think, oh, man, Tiger was almost back there.
No, baby. Okay. That would have been a different scenario. But it wasn't about the tennis, is what I'm saying. You're only talking about golf. If there was a situation that occurred outside of that, like if Tiger were to start yelling at a fan.
Yeah, but isn't the bigger story still Tiger almost winning than it is Brooks winning? I think so.
Okay, but that's about play. That's about play and where Tiger's been. It's not about what happened off the court or off.
Yeah, I get you there. But even still, the media is going to cover what the media wants to cover. So even if Naomi Osaka gets the win, the story's still going to be more likely, the headlines are going to be the next day, Serena coming up short, than it is Osaka winning.
It's going to be Serena blows up. It's not going to be about
in this situation.
Tennis.
I'm just saying, let's just say Osaka beat her.
Uh-huh.
And it was just normal, and that's
normal.
It.
It'll say Serena got upset.
Yes.
Yes. But that's fine.
So isn't the moment still taken?
No.
I think it
is. No, it's taken. It's taken because of the antics off the court. If it happens on the court, you'll still talk about, like, for example, do we talk more about New England winning or Matt Ryan blowing it?
More about Matt Ryan blowing it.
Right. Mm. So, but the conversation is on about play. As long as the conversation is about that, I don't care what you pull from the event. It's not even about tennis. Because, if you're talking about Serena getting beat, you have to give the person credit that beat them at some point.
Yeah, but isn't the thing there just in media skewing to the negative? Like, for example, do you remember when the Broncos beat the Panthers in the playoffs? Were they the ones to beat Cam Newton? And Cam Newton had the real sourpuss press conference afterwards?
Yep.
And that blew up the headlines all throughout the next few days. Like, we were talking
days, that's it, but in the end,
yeah, but we were talking more about Cam's, but it's not, I don't feel like he stole a moment.
Okay, but
it's just human.
We're not talking about that anymore. But if you talk about the two teams that played, you'll say, hey, isn't that the one where Cam was a sourpuss? You will always mention, okay, and one of this young lady's biggest triumphs, beating an idol, winning the U.S. Open, you will always mention with that something that Serena did, and I wish that was avoidable.
I get you. Like, yeah, be a better sport, but also I do see where she's coming from.
I see where she's coming from, and she tried to fix it. She tried after it was all said and done.
Osaka, she tried to get the crowd to cheer.
She tried to. So. I don't know, man. It's just a bad look, even though she had every right to feel the way she did. She took away from a young lady that, I mean, it was like a deal breaker for her.
Absolutely.
A big moment.
When we come back, we'll get more into the Dolphins. We'll get back into their win over the Titans when we're back after this. This song is the theme to Blake Bortles.
That makes me want to shout.
Super bad.
I got something to terrible. Tell me what it's all
Leroy,
about.
If I
Wait,
may. If I may.
I am sick and tired of your Jaguars updates.
No. It's not fair.
They won!
They won in really ugly fashion. First of all.
By the way, Saquon Barkley.
Oh, he had one run.
Dude, that's how football works, man.
His quad.
Running backs don't get 5 yards.
Oh, he looks incredible. His quads destroyed the Jags defense. But Leroy, this team went to the AFC Championship. And here's what you want. You know what bothers me about Jacksonville? We'll get to the Dolphins in a second. Just allow me my soapbox for 2 minutes. You know what bothers me? This, to me, is Green Bay in reverse. Or Indianapolis in reverse. Where you get a quarterback, and then you think, I could strip it down everywhere else. And so, Jacksonville, they got the best defense in the league, and Tom Coughlin swaggers in here. He's like, wide receivers, don't need it. Improvement at quarterback, don't need it. We'll get by. We got the defense. Like, no, you're going to blow this. You're going to blow this. You got to do what Minnesota did. All in. All in. Get the weapons. Get the quarterback, because you got the defense.
Well, wait. You think it's an upgrade from what they got last year to now with Minnesota?
Yes. You don't think so?
Okay. Yes. Statistically, he may be a better quarterback. And you might have caught lightning in a bottle. But as far as the production that you got from the quarterback position last year, is what you got better than the production you got last year?
I think that it's more trustworthy to go with him than it would have been.
Trust? newsworthy.
Yeah.
So you're saying, forget about what you think. You got to go with what you are more, I say, what you think or what you know for fact will do a better job.
Yeah. Huh. Blake Bortles is not that.
Oh, okay. But why are you applying that to Blake Bortles? But to no other quarterback with every other team in every other situation, you say, let's go with the young guy.
Because I would
rather... No.
I'd rather go with the,
Get it ready. Get it.
You're not because not because the quarterback that I want out is Blake Bortles. In fact, you got reboxed.
No, I
packaged
didn't. No.
Yeah.
No. So you
went to the factory.
You're flip-flopping how you feel.
I'm not flip-flopping how I feel.
Okay, because you want a coach to pick the guy who he feels most secure with or with a guy that...
No. I don't... If they would have stuck with Case Keenum, that would have been terrible because they would have stayed status quo. Instead, they said, here's $90 million, Kirk Cousins. We need somebody who's not going to blow this because we know we got the golden talent.
2 years ago, everybody thought Kirk Cousins sucked. Now, all of a sudden,
only the Redskins thought he sucked. They wouldn't pay him. And Blake Bortles, what did the Jaguars do? They do exactly what I hate, which is giving him 2 years saying, thanks, Blake. Thanks for taking us to the AFC Championship, although not really. I hate that. So do me a favor.
So this kind of looks like the butt fumble all over again.
Hit buy with one click and Amazon Prime yourself to that board because you just got boxed in again.
No.
Two boxes for you today. Look, two boxes. Now, the Dolphins. Speaking of guys making moves.
Wait. Hey, by the way, this has to be some type of Washington fan. I'm not disrespecting Kirk Cousins.
You are.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. But what I'm saying is, is Minnesota the only team that came out and said, oh, I can build my franchise around Kirk Cousins? Because Washington drafted him and they felt they couldn't do it.
It's not building franchise. They see a window and they say, we need to upgrade. What we got isn't good enough. So they're going to go buy the best upgrade money can buy. Is it elite? No, but is it good enough? Yeah, what they had wasn't good enough. What the stupid thing would have been is give Case Keenum the 2 years, $60 million, be like, let's not, you know, go all in, but let's just see if he's good enough. And that's what the Jaguars are doing. Like, let's see if Blake Bortles can screw this up. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. These teams get defenses and they treat it. It's almost like when you get a franchise quarterback, but in reverse. Denver's like, oh, well, we won with Peyton Manning with a broken neck. We can win with anybody. It's like, no, you can't. No, you can't. You need to go take some risks and roll the dice a little bit.
There's people getting paid so you don't have to roll the dice.
I mean, Denver rolled the dice to the first round pick.
All these people who get paid, this is what, and I always bang heads on this. The people who get paid are cowards. They're cowards. I want the guy who's going to throw his big old onions on the table and say, this is the move that's going to take us to the top.
Guess what? Onions never won a football game.
You know who made that move? The Buffalo Bills. They said Tyrod Taylor wasn't good enough. They traded him, and now they're stuck with Nathan Peterman.
Respect the hustle. Respect the hustle, though.
if you're a Bills fan, and what are you thinking right now? If you're a Bills fan, what are you thinking? We took a swing at it.
Yeah, because you wanted something? The Browns did that. They said, Deshaun Kizer, let's take a swing. And whiffed. What happened? Zero wins. What happens? Oh, you get to go and take another at bat? Not so bad. Now we got Baker Mayfield and we're happy. See?
They also got Josh Allen, too.
But if he would have played, but if it were up to you, Baker Mayfield would be playing now.
You bet your ass he'd be playing right now.
Why?
Because
if you start a young quarterback on a team that's not able to support him, you ruin his career.
David Carr. No, that's one example. David Carr.
Everybody, there's a bunch of examples.
David Carr. What about Russell Wilson? How about that?
He went to a good team.
So what? They wanted to play Matt Flynn. They paid him millions of dollars. And what do they say? Nah, put the onions on the...
They're putting the best player in the game. They paid to win. The best player
most,
was in the game.
Most GMs would go the safe route and go with the guy they invested
not
in.
Not true.
It is
not
true.
True.
It is true.
Not if the guy's that good.
Mike Glennon.
Wait.
Got playing time just because of his contract.
How about Tom Brady and Drew Bledsoe when that situation played out? There is nothing that Tom Brady did, okay, that would say he was better than Drew Bledsoe mm-hmm. after that first Super Bowl.
Right.
But guess who they rolled with?
The guy who won. The guy who won. You got to go with the guy who brought you.
Then why is Case Keenum playing for Denver right now?
Because Case Keenum didn't win. He almost won. He didn't win the whole thing. He didn't win the whole thing.
Boxed in.
How am I boxed in?
Boxed in.
You don't know how this works. He didn't win.
Boxed.
You either win boxed. Or you don't.
You
what
just,
are you talking about?
You just put yourself in a box.
How?
And taped it up from the inside.
Are you guys insane?
No.
Boxed there's two boxed, places. Beast. Beast.
Boxed.
Beast.
Boxed.
Beast.
Boxed.
Even boxed. Win the Super Bowl, you don't.
Say it.
What? So by those no. reasonings, say the Dolphins should have listened to Greg Cody and traded Marino.
Say it.
What?
He never won, technically, under those standards.
I would have respected the hustle if no, you would have tried something new.
You want
new.
Him to run the team now.
Now I do, yes. Instead of this Oaf Tannenbaum. Yes. I mean, I'm playing for keeps. You guys are out here like, you realize everybody has their role. No. That's not how sports works. You roll the dice.
Hold on. Why don't you tell me how sports works there, sports guy?
See, you like to go out there and you're like, everybody has their role. Everybody has a thing. That's fine. You got your points. But what happens when you peak? Then you got to do something new. You can't just expect the next time that the results are going to turn out different. You know what that is? That's the definition of insanity. Are you insane? No, you're a sane person.
I'm looking at the definition of insanity. I am literally, there's a picture of you in the book. You're crazy. Like, here's the problem with all these talk shows and talking heads and everybody putting their opinion out there. It can't be tested.
It can be tested.
So you can lie and say, I was right. But the fact that it can't be tested, because for some reason, everybody who's losing wants to wing it, or who isn't winning championships wants to wing it and wants to just take all these chances.
Yeah.
But if it were their actual job, I promise you they'd play it safer because they want to keep their job.
And you know what? You'll get to keep your job for 3 years and you'll fail.
No,
and
that's
then they'll
not,
go on to somebody
that's
else.
Not, that's not, no.
Unless you play in Cincinnati and you have tenure and for some reason Marvin Lewis and Andy Dalton just to keep their jobs with no risk involved, everybody else, jobs on the line. Everybody else, got to put your onions on the table, all right?
Really?
Yes.
Did you respect the Miami Heat for their hustle when they let go of Dwayne Wade?
No, I didn't.
That was a hustle. They didn't want to pay Dwayne Wade.
No, that's stupid. He's won for you. Why don't you guys pay attention? It's like I'm talking to a classroom of people not listening.
Yeah, but
we're not, we're not listening because you're in a box.
He went through his peak, and then he went down, and the Heat... They went through the hustle.
He went down in the peak. And so
to the Miami Heat?
Really? Okay. So he went down in the peak, and then he came back, and he still won road playoff games for you.
I agree, but the Heat didn't feel that way.
The Heat did the opposite of putting the onions on the table.
How did we get...
He's all into this just swinging for home runs and whatever. You don't build a franchise or organization like that.
You don't? Because... When they did, they got LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh boxed in a Trey time today.
You come over here to this board, it's going to be a shindig over here.
You go to that scoreboard and be the honorable man and give yourself a third box. Because I just dominated. I just dominated you
listen,
guys.
Listen. You can take your box and shove it.
You have been doing nothing but managing.
All right, who did the Heat have to let go to get the big three? What big superstar? They had to decide, you know what? We can't have this guy anymore.
Right. They were just
They
bad.
Had all the cap room in the world.
Oh, really? Really? Okay. So let me get this straight. When you're Dwayne Wade and you're looking around, you're getting bounced in the first round, you're looking, I got nobody here. I got nobody by my side. I could go wherever I want. There's no risk involved there of angering your franchise player.
Dwayne Wade wanted, he wanted to get out of the first round, so that's why he wanted the Heat to get LeBron and Chris Bosh.
What are you doing?
But he could have left.
Wait.
He could have
But no other, no other team
he
had.
He was a free
Was that a
agent.
Shot?
He was a free agent. That was like the crane pose. Because I'm just, you guys just
No
keep,
other, no other
keep,
team.
You guys keep trying to throw ninja stars at me, and I'm just like.
He could have gone to Chicago and played with LeBron James, but there was no room for Chris Bosh. That was the only team where all three of them could have played on the same team.
Do me a favor. Everybody put a blanket in their box, nestle up, and take a nice nap for the next 4 minutes. Because the three of you. Three hyenas, all boxed in.
That is Jakeem Grant describing his awesome kickoff return touchdown yesterday against the Tennessee Titans. Titans tied it up. Jakeem Grant snatched that lead right back. It was fun. There's a lot of fun stuff that went down in the Dolphins game yesterday in spite of all the mind-numbingly dumb stuff that went on with that delay.
What?
Mind-numbingly. Dumb stuff.
Mind-numbingly.
That he said mind-numbingly.
You said mind-dumbingly.
Mind-numbling. That's not even a word.
You guys are just sour.
Numbingly?
We're not sour.
Yeah.
That's a word? Don't wink at me. What's wrong with you? This guy. Hey, by the way, get my movies ready.
What movies?
What movies?
Oh, Creed?
Oh, yeah, Creed.
Yeah. You ready for that flight to Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm glad we're going west.
Yes.
Because
a hurricane.
Yeah.
Hell out of here.
Same week every year.
I know. What's up
What's
with that?
What's up with that?
We're not going to get a hurricane.
Well, it's just we're going to be in the hurricane's periphery. I mean, it could turn at any time. You know, wait.
Not turning.
In 2 days, the cone of death is going to is gonna be it's gonna, across
it's gonna,
the whole...
It's going to spread its web wide.
Yes.
All of that.
So if there's a hurricane coming this weekend, the Canes could use their out clause against Toledo.
Oh, true.
Oh, it is true.
It is true.
Man, yeah, can't fly.
Yeah, sorry, guys. What are you going to do? Mark Rick's going to be like, well.
I love the fact that that's how he started his press conference.
Of course
I was dying laughing.
That's how he starts all his press conferences.
Hurricane 4. Well. It's a Category 4, Florence.
Yeah, it's going to be major.
That is major. Once it gets over a 3, it's major,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if it's a hurricane, it's major. Now, tropical storms, I mean, I laugh at those.
No, there's the
category. Once it gets Category 3, it's a major hurricane.
Once it's Category 3 through 5, it's considered a major hurricane, yes. 1 and 2 are just considered hurricanes.
Well, I want to put your mind at ease for this summer because there's been a lot of questions about Hassan Whiteside and what guy is coming back for the Miami Heat. But rest assured, DJ Khaled is here to let you know it's all good.
I got to see my brother Whiteside today. Hassan Whiteside, he focused. Miami Heat for life. Whiteside, focus. He focused. Hassan.
He's focused.
Did he just say Hassan?
That's his son.
I believe he said Hassan.
Okay.
The Hebrews wish you a happy new year because you're an honorary member.
All right. Peace.
They want to know if you want a t-shirt, by the way.
Yeah, I'll take a Hebrews t-shirt.
You'd rock that around?
I'd rock it. I would. I would. I would.
He definitely would.
I would. Okay. Like, I ain't hating. I have fun with the Hebrews.
You gonna come out to this year's Hebrews Monday Night Football watch party?
Do yourself a favor.
Yeah? And you, come?
Here's what I was amazed at.
Oh, no. I don't know. This can't go well.
How we view Beast... His people don't view him like that.
Really?
No.
They look at him of someone of clout?
Yes. Now, I didn't know I was going to play into that because they said, wow, you got Leroy to come. I'm like, damn, boxed in at the Hebrews convention.
Hebrews.
Hebrews.
At least you admitted one at yourself.
Huh?
Not nothing.
Awkward.
Man, if this John Denny streak comes to an end, I'm going to be pissed.
This one injury is not going to end his career.
You couldn't be a long snapper.
Why?
Arms too short.
You think he's got long arms?
To get your arms all the way between your legs and throw a pass? That's basically what he's doing.
I just think that's very impressive for the fact that he's collecting Social Security and still long snapping for the Miami Dolphins. I mean, nobody's been able to dethrone him.
I'm pretty impressed. Like, how did he get hurt?
I think it's a shoulder. Somebody must have. Well, they were very salty yesterday, the Titans. They thought that there was a dirty hit on Taylor Lewan when Andre Brands lit his ass up on the interception from Rashad Jones. And by the way, I thought he played that up. I mean, obviously he came out of the game and he was concussed, but I'm just telling you, like, he didn't get hit blindsided. He was looking at him, and then his fat ass got lifted and planted down to the ground, and I felt like he was embarrassed. So that's why he went the concussion route.
Remember that hit yesterday where you guys go, I go, no, that's a good hit.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, who's the guy for that laid down dead?
Him, Taylor Lewan.
Taylor Lewan.
Guy leaves in a Fisher hat.
But here's the thing. Like, that wasn't a crackback because the ball hadn't gotten to the block yet. So it was a legal block.
Well, yeah. I was looking at him like.
He hit him with his shoulder.
Well, also, was it like a flash knockdown? Because he came up very chipper. Like, he was pounding the ground, all mad at himself because he got knocked down. And they're like, oh, well, he's concussed.
Man, I'm telling you, not for nothing. We got some bogus
ass equipment.
Yeah.
Bogus.
So, like, here it is.
Look, boom, right there.
But that's a front shot, and his ass got lifted. And
yeah, but the reason why it's not a penalty because the ball's not past him. It's only a penalty if you crack back on somebody and the play's already past you.
But his head didn't even get hit. Like, I don't even.
Right, but why is he like? Because here, would you like for me to explain to you what a concussion is?
Huh? Yeah, go ahead.
It is your brain juggling around
and hitting
in your head.
Yeah.
You don't have to be hitting the head for that to happen. It's like whiplash.
Fine.
Okay.
However, a man of his stature, 300 plus pounds.
No, that doesn't mean nothing. You're running one way and somebody blindsides you, oh, it's going to hurt regardless of how big you are.
You don't think this was a little bit of an embarrassment concussion? You know we're not supposed to joke about concussions this day and age.
No, wait.
But.
So you think, oh, man, I just got knocked a bleep out on my lay here?
Yes.
It didn't look like he was like, I mean,
Leroy.
Like, look.
If you are sprung up.
Look, watch. Out. Wait. He doesn't move, dude. Look.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like one of those things when you're in danger, they tell you to play dead. It's like if a bear comes by, don't move. That's what I felt. And then when he saw that the coast was clear, he popped up all froggy trying to fight people. And then he found his fisherman's hat and got the hell out of there.
I mean,
Titans fans were really mad because Andre Branch was shouting, body bag.
Wait. Here's the problem, right? I mean, he went immediately to concussion protocol. Like, once they saw, like, they're like, what is he doing? Now what? Wait, oh, they didn't show it.
Well, there were no penalties, so.
Yeah, there were two penalties on them.
Yeah, for taunting.
Right. How do you taunt?
What?
You on the other side of it. Like, have you ever heard the team who got intercepted taunting?
If you're jawing at one another and you're trying to goad somebody into some action, that's taunting. It's not good. Anyway.
He took a grass nap.
Nice little start to the year for the Miami Dolphins, huh?
I'm telling you, the things that I actually thought would happen, they didn't. And that means I thought the linebackers would be a little slow reacting to the read option and stuff like that. Now, they did give up the big run, and they did get gassed a little bit in the run, but they had those safeties around to back them up.
Yeah.
And say what you want about that defense. They got three guys I know for a fact can tackle, and that is Fitzpatrick, McDonald, and Rashad.
The safeties are good.
The safeties can tackle. And so they're going to be around the line of scrimmage, and they'll find a way to get them all in the game at the same time. I promise you, because they need that defense to keep going.
Everybody have a great rest of your Monday. We will talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.